All Eyes on Fishing with Mitch Peterson, Josh Sheldon, and Brad Qualley, leading you to the next level.
Hey everybody, welcome back to All Eyes on Fishing. And yes, I did just start it. Hey everybody, welcome back, because they were giving me crap about how I started every time.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the podcast.
Hey everybody, All Eyes on Fishing. Hey everybody, welcome back. This is Brad.
Yeah. Josh would go there. He always goes there.
I'm just saying, that's anyway. Just what you sound like. In my ears, it sounds like that.
Well, anyway.
It's going to be a good night tonight.
It's going to be a good night. We're all a little bit froggy tonight.
Hey, everybody.
So we're... Hey, everybody. Harry Carey here.
Hey, everybody.
Let's do that. Pick your favorite character and let's just act it out the whole time.
No, people will tune out instantly.
Yeah, that'll be it. That'll be the
we
end
all suck
of the podcast.
At impersonations. But anyway, so tonight... We got to talking about water temperature is now around 70, right? Surface temp anywhere, give or take. And it's live bait time. Summertime live bait. Now, we've talked about live bait presentations in the past. I mean, because that's just part of what we do. But we're going to kind of dive into some tips and tricks, kind of what we do.
Diving in. Head first.
Yeah. Tell me what's your favorite live bait, Josh.
Well, my favorite live bait, dog days of summer, and I was just actually...
Not quite dog days yet.
We're close.
Close.
Though. We're in that July. I mean, we got probably another week or so before it's just
hot.
I smell wet dog.
I said
July.
I smell
we're getting there.
I know, but there's still plenty of
There's still a few good ones. You know, I would say my favorite, and I was just going to say, I was telling a buddy of mine how to catch fish. He's never walleye fished, and... I was telling him, look, here's
can't be that good of a buddy.
No, he well, long time buddy. And anyways, he just got his first boat. Yeah, no, he just got his first boat, and he's a fly fisherman. So I got to teach him the finer things in life, right?
Okay.
So I told him, I said, he goes, what should I do? And I said, look, you know, nothing this time of year beats a half a night crawler and an unpainted jig head. 1/8 ounce, 1/4 ounce, whichever you feel is the best for the depth you are fishing. I would say 10 feet or less, go 1/8. And anything deeper than 10 feet, go 1/4.
We just kind of talked about that presentation in Just Jig. So if you want more on jigging, that'd be perfect.
Yep, to go back that'd be perfect. But I think that is just the best. You know, if you do a whole night crawler, it's too much. You do a half, even a 1/4, if you got big night crawlers. You know, if you got those monsters that look more like snakes than night crawlers. But you know, that is just such a – the fish are on structure – and there's going to be groups, and, you know, you can hit the right group on a piece of structure and catch 15, 20 fish in 35, 40 minutes.
What about you, Mitch?
Well, I wasn't done, but never mind.
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead. No, I was pretty much. I mean, you guys know that's my favorite midsummer technique. I mean, I've been doing that since I was a little kid, and I think that's tough to beat. I really do. I think you can't. It's hard to beat that and...
It's simple and effective, basic, but it works.
Yeah, you don't have to get crazy with colors or anything. Throw a little meat down there, just bounce it real slow across the bottom, drag it, and stand by.
You know, I've got two, actually. Yeah. I hope I'm not breaking the rules, but no. There's no rules perfect. In
That's
one
it.
Here.
Is
That's
it live bait?
It's live bait.
There you go.
So I would say Lindy Riggin, by far, for the fun of it.
I'm shocked. Brad, can you believe that?
I've never heard of Lindy Riggin. What's that?
Well, and a kid from Minnesota likes Lindy Riggin? Oh, my gosh.
I need to go to church. It is. It's you against the fish, right?
It is so fun.
Yeah. And then, you know, to let your line out and have to reel up the slack and then set the hook, you know, a lot like slip bobbers, right? It's about the same motion. Everything's the same. But, yeah, there's something about it. I love it. But, you know, I like to put fish in the boat. Period. And Brad and I have talked about it. I don't care if I have to stand on my head and sing a song. If it gets a fish in the boat, I'll do it.
Fish heard you sing?
Well, yeah, they probably wouldn't know. But, you know, and maybe that's the tournament side of things is like, I could care less how we catch them. We just need fish in the boat, period. And when I look at it through those eyes, it's slow death, baby. Mm-hmm. I love it. We have put... I'd say, and we put a lot of time into it, too, so that's all relative, but we've caught more fish on bouncers than I think
you're right. I think there's a. I think that if that type of bite is on, like, where you're, let's just say a flat, because it's easy.
Yep.
And you're, because it's easier to drag a flat or drift a flat, I mean, with Lindy rig versus, like, rock structure, right? I mean, mm-hmm. so you're probably going to be on some sort of flat or sand bottom point, something like that with Lindy rig. But I think you're completely right. If you're picking fish up Lindy rigging, that pulling bouncers and death would probably be, is going to up your catch rate 2-3. Not always, but I would say if you're out there live bait rigging and it's either two of those options, probably 9 times out of 10, slow death is going to outperform Lindy rigging.
Well, and with slow death, you're covering the water.
I know.
You know. Well, and I think it's kind of a combo. It's not only that you're, you know, basically covering twice as much water than if you're Lindy rigging at 0.5, you know, essentially. It's that action. You know,
oh,
it's
yeah.
It's like a cat after a mouse. They can't
right.
help themselves.
Right.
Where, you know, Lindy rigging is just dragging or it's floating, doing
right.
naturally on its own. So
there is times
a little
that
triggering.
That's the key. But not most of the time it's yeah. the slow death. If they're biting, it's going
to
be.
Yeah. Well, and if you don't know where to start, or let's say you go to a different lake, right? And you're like, I don't know. I mean, what a great way to get started is, hey, let's locate arches, drop down the bottom bouncers with slow death, and let's see what we can get. So,
yeah.
and a great way to identify fish if you got multi-species lakes.
Let's see what they are. Yeah.
Yep. Well, but that's the beauty of it. When you're live bait rigging, especially pulling death, I'm gonna agree with you, but I think that you're gonna catch not just walleye. You got a chance to catch quite a bit of fish, and that's a lot of fun. Just catching
oh, yeah.
fish.
Mm-hmm.
Tournament, you're trying to be specific.
Yeah, if you're out fun fishing,
if you're fun
really
fishing.
Go.
But another thing that's really versed on, the guy's got to think about this, is I just talked about, if you're going to be Lindy rigging, you're probably going to be on some sort of pea gravel, some sort of mud bottom, some sort
sand.
Of sand, something like that, and it's hard to do rocks. Well, not if you're pulling bouncers, because you're not dragging them, you're just ticking them.
Yeah.
So you can work those transition areas. That's
mm-hmm.
what I like about bouncers, and that's where I would go with live bait rigging. If I had to choose one, it's probably going to be that. I do like casting jigs. It's just something about you casting jigs is fun. But I'm talking very proficient is being able to change structure as you're moving down the lake at that 0.7 to 0.9
yeah.
pulling bouncers, that you can go from sand to mud to gravel to rock back to sand. I mean, you can just pull a shoreline, right? And you can change
well, you
it
can
up
even
until
do
you
if
find where they're at.
A lot of places, especially if you're in a little bit further north, they're just starting to get that weed growth. So let's say the weeds are just a foot up. You can drop those bouncers down to just a, you know, just
yeah.
above those weeds and run that slow death right across the top of those weeds. And, you know, you'll catch a lot of fish
and
doing
keep
that.
Rolling.
Yeah.
I remember years ago in a tournament, it was horrible post-front conditions. We had just figured out slow death, I think. We were it was maybe the first year we really fished it.
Do you remember that? Do you remember how we started doing that?
Huh.
Oh, man, I can remember it. So I had – I can't remember even how I'd seen
it.
He said he
could
remember.
No, I can I don't remember. I don't remember how I knew before you guys, but I bought like 6, and I gave you guys 2 or 3, and I kept 2 or 3. And we just – remember, I was like, all they say is drop them down. This is how you put the worm on. Let's see if it works.
Yeah.
And by
we
the
went,
end of that day –
we went watching Next Bite trying to figure out how to do it because they had a video.
They did, but I don't remember if Next Bite was out then. I thought it was before Next Bite, but that day because we fished around each other and we were kind of watching each other how we did it, and by the end of the day, that was it. We were hooked. I mean, we all remember we were like, this is it.
Yeah.
This is what we've been looking for.
Yeah. No, I that Next Bite episode up on Fort Peck. Everybody's
yes.
seen it, right?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. That was after we were fishing.
Was it?
Because I was all fired
we
up
were
like,
confirming?
Oh, cool, they're using slow death. And look, they're catching big fish.
Well, they
which,
did.
Which we slaughtered big fish with slow death on the last.
Oh, my God.
I mean, they big fish like it.
Yeah.
No problem.
Yeah.
So anyway, talk about your first
well,
year. His first or
so,
second year.
Yeah.
Right, I remember. I know where you're going.
The early days of death. And we were
before
it,
super
it was in a tournament. And, oh, yeah, the bite was tough. And we were probably in this pack of 10 boats. I don't know. Fishing the Sandy Point area on McConaughey, and I just remember Brad and I weaving through these boats that were just drifting in the wind, you know, going a half
yeah.
mile an hour. Maybe
well,
they were
there
even
was
control
like a dozen
motor.
Of them just
yeah.
drifting.
And they're all sitting there holding their rods.
So you know they're Lindian.
Yep, they were Lindian.
Or dragging jigs.
But they were moving real slow and pulling their bait. And we were putting fish in the boat one after another to where these dudes were looking at us like, what in the hell?
Because no one knew what it was.
Yeah, no one knew what it was. And yeah, and they weren't catching fish. I mean, remember we even caught that one behind Gene? We laughed. To this day, if Gene listens, he'll know now. But we caught a nice like 4-pounder right behind you, and had it in the net in the live well before you even turned around. it felt good.
You know what? It was so fun. And people are watching, trying to figure out what we're doing. But slow death was just out. They're like, they had no idea.
No.
Well, now it's a
couple years after that is when we went to Mille Lacs. They didn't have any slow death in the Cabela's. In Rogers, they didn't have it in the bait shop at Mille Lacs. No one had ever heard of it. And we rolled into Mille Lacs and crushed them
big
up
fish
there, too. Yep.
Well, and I think for all of the value of slow death, I do still think it's fairly underutilized. I don't see a lot of people using it.
Yeah, there's a learning curve to death.
Well, there is. But, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, okay, so we were watching H2H, right? Head-to-head fishing. And they're obviously tough bite because they go into what they call dink fest, where they measure anything under a pound, and that could win it, and it was, so it was terrible
like
fishing.
14 and a half inch fish.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And
back in the Midwest.
Yeah. On
Winnebago.
Yes. Huh? It was terrible, dude.
That's illegal.
It was terrible. So they but
it should be illegal.
It was you know, it's just lures and stuff only. So they could have used the half a crawler from Berkeley on a slow death, and not one ever did I see trying anything like that. I saw them try to put it on a spinner and fish spinners, but not one tried a slow death. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I mean, I think that's important because, I still think it's an underutilized presentation.
I'm telling you, those guys up, you know, up in that neck of the woods that you're talking about. When we've been up there fishing, utilizing it, there's times it is money.
Yeah.
I mean, just like you're talking, it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
but so here's the thing. So I think we're all in agreement that we would probably do a crawler presentation that either dragon jigs or probably death, right?
Summertime crawler is it's really tough to
I mean, big fat jumbo leeches is awesome for Lindy rigging. You can even put it on a death. It looks kind of weird, but we've caught fish trying.
It works.
Well, you can try them on spinners too. Yeah. I mean, I know people
but
who
I
stick
think
them
that
on
we
a
would
two
predominantly most of the time we're gonna lean towards the crawler, right?
I am predominantly crawler. Slip bobber, even on slip bobbers, I catch a ton of fish on crawlers. Mm-hmm. So you know, I think crawler is a I prefer crawlers. I always, you know, especially when we go to tournaments, have leeches, but.
But I want to tell you, going to the crawler thing, and this isn't live bait, but we're mimicking live bait. When you talk about H2H, is that we've done that. We bought the Berkeley crawlers.
Yeah.
You know, and they're only about 2.5 inches long.
2.5-3 inches, yeah.
Yeah, they're not very big, but they roll great, and they just look a little funny in the water because they're not a real crawler.
Right.
But, boy, do they work. If I had to fish a tournament that was – no live bait.
Yeah.
And it was a new water where I didn't know where to go cast cranks.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm starting there.
Right. Yeah.
It works.
Well, and I'll tell you what, there's the other kind of frustrating thing about death is, it is a fish catching rig, right? So as you're burning through, I mean, we're catching perch smallies,
crappies,
sunnies, crappie, everything, right? Yeah. Trout even. Yeah. Josh does. Anyway.
Yeah.
And
carp,
you know,
for you.
You pick up these trout. Well, the artificial crawlers, they work great if you have to weed through a bunch of kind of junk fish to get your walleyes. You know, because a crawler basically gets destroyed, you know, when you get a hook.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you'll make it last 2-3 fish, but most of the time. You get one on and you're like, this crawler's messed up.
Yeah.
But that's a perfect. And I was thinking that. And then you brought it up. That's perfect because if you have, and the bite is just bam, 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 bam. It really doesn't matter what you're putting down there as far as live bait, if you're mimicking that live bait. But that Berkeley, I don't even know what they call it. It's just a crawler, but I don't know what the official name is.
Well, I think it's half crawler. It's pinched crawler. That's what it looks
pinched
like.
Pinched crawler, but is that what it's called?
I think so. I've got a package of them just in case.
I have a package, and they also come in a jar, right? Yeah. I mean, but
like
they
the alive. I think they're just like the leeches. They make them.
Yeah.
Like your salmon eggs. Juice. They come in a jar.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
But they, I'm telling you, they work.
What are salmon eggs?
Fireballs.
They work phenomenal. to be able to stay on because
They're tough
because you can catch 9-10 fish on it before it starts ripping back a little bit, and that's huge when you're piling through a bunch of white bass or a bunch of wipers
Sheephead.
Or crappie or whatever.
Yeah,
whatever that
is. No, I think it's underutilized. All right, Brad. I know this will be tough. We got about 7 minutes. Go.
Go what?
Your turn. Which one's your favorite?
I just started talking about it, doorknob. Were you not even here?
Yeah, you can't agree. That's a you got to pick one different.
No,
than,
most of the time I agree with Mitch. I don't agree with you. That's
well, yes, but that's but you got to pick a number three. Let's go. We're giving them three options here.
Well, then I'm gonna go with a leech because if I am going to Lindy Rig, I prefer a leech on Lindy Rigging.
Boom.
Mm. See,
I would too. And you brought up slip bobbers, you know, like crawlers on slip bobbers.
I was just going to say.
That's the only time where I'm like, man, I wish we had leeches, you know, because, but crawlers work, no problem. But there's just something about that leech in the water just doing its swim.
But I'll tell you what, I've been out there and fished tournaments this way where you got four slip bobber rods out. And two are leeches, two are crawlers, and almost every time the crawlers outfish leeches.
You know what, I'm going to agree with you probably. I wouldn't say every time, but I would bet 70% of the time that crawler's going out. It seems like when the leech bite is on, it's on.
Yeah.
You know, you know it right away.
Right.
Well, and does that go into, like, the crawlers in general are just way more the abundant invertebrate in a lake versus leeches where, you know, some lakes like Leech Lake, for instance, might have, you know, for whatever reason, there's just a shitload of leeches.
Right.
And you go up there with crawlers and be like, I don't want any crawlers.
I got a question. The mystery of leeches, right? So tell me how a leech can live in a cesspool, nasty spot of a lake that's a swamp, disgusting, whatever, right? Mm-hmm. But you put those bad boys in your refrigerator in a leech bucket. If you don't change the water just about every other day, they die like
that. I know exactly why.
Why?
Because they're leeches. Dude, who cares?
Prolific. Because it drives me nuts.
I was actually like, that's a great question.
Right? I mean, somebody write it in. Because it drives me nuts. I have a, you know, I bought a pound of big leeches a few weeks ago, and I'm down to probably 20% of them because they just, there's nothing to kill them.
No, the only thing, and I've actually had people talk about this. I've never read it or anything, but they say when it's in a container, this is, you know how it gets milky?
Yep.
That's their waste, and their waste will kill a leech in the water.
That makes sense.
Could be, yeah.
But that's the only thing, and I don't know what kind of waste.
Well, and it kind of gets that red tint, too.
Yeah, yes. And I think that, I mean, when you see it getting cloudy, you know that you don't have much longer with those leeches.
Oh, no, yeah. I mean, today I checked, just checked last weekend, so it's been about 4 days.
And I know that if you're going to keep them alive, too, that using the distilled water is the only way to go. You can't use regular tap water because of the
chlorine
in there.
Yeah.
But the distilled water will rinse them off.
The purified or the purified bottled water works.
Whatever, so to take the chlorine.
When you guys were growing up, did you call them leeches?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or did you call them bloodsuckers?
Yeah, that's all I knew them by is bloodsuckers.
Really? Well, we didn't have leeches growing up. Leeches, I don't know of any place around here that naturally has leeches.
See, that can maybe go into why crawlers.
And that could be.
Too, but
we'd
come out of the lake. And, you know, every now and then you'd have a leech on you. You know, take a lighter.
Going to Nebraska, you would have leeches on you.
Yeah. There's in the Midwest, you bet. No lakes out here that naturally
a creek behind our house. And if you wouldn't play, it's inevitably you're going to have a leech on you.
So Mitch's first girlfriend.
So I just have two quick facts about leeches, which are so cool. Well, if you're a leech dork like me. But
we need to put in after production, need to put in some sort of music.
So when they suck on to drink blood, right, on their victim.
Yes.
Do you know that there is a very small probe tube that comes out of their sucker?
Oh, I didn't know.
And it burrows into, they chew a little hole.
And it's got a numbing effect.
Yeah, well, yeah, so get this. Yeah, it's got a numbing effect, so you don't feel it. But this little thing comes out of their body like 8 inches long.
It's like twice the length of their body. Yes, it is. Look it up. To anybody that's listening to this, when Mitch told me this, I was freaked out. So I went and looked it up, and I was like, oh, my God. I don't know about 8 inches, but it goes way in there. Yeah,
it goes way in there.
Stupid. And
I'm out.
The anti-coagulation chemical that they produce,
right?
Modern medicine cannot produce it to recreate.
Really?
It is the best in the world. Mm-hmm. And so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that is kind of
fun
cool.
Fun fact.
We used to let them suck on us.
Oh, we did,
if I would have known that probe was going in, I'd be like, no, get that thing off.
out. Well, and why do you not, if it's sucking on you and you rip it off, why don't you catch that probe in you. Like, it pulls
out.
Yeah, like,
I think that's once it's locked on and truly feeding.
And been there for
and
a
while. Yeah, I don't think we've ever, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you run across a dog that comes out of the water, and all of a sudden that leech is fat. Because they get so fat,
they get fat.
They can't even hardly move. I bet you then you might see it or deal with it.
Oh, gosh.
So someone that's the leech master out there that knows about leeches, send your leech information to alleyesonfishing@gmail.com because we want to know.
People want to know.
What we know about them, right?
Yeah, yeah, I mean, but I would say the crawlers, at least on this side of the Mississippi, are probably.
Well, you know what, and here's the thing. I grew up in fishing Nebraska, Iowa water, predominantly Nebraska, and it's a lot. There's a lot of leeches out there.
Are there?
But I'm telling you, we still use crawlers probably 80% of the time. You know,
we do. We
they
do.
Just do. I mean, walleyes are attracted to them. And
they work good. And
pretty much all the leeches in Colorado that you can buy for bait come from Minnesota.
They have to.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think that's going to wrap up our summertime live bait. We've given you some options. But I think that if we had to take a poll, I think that if you only have one live bait to take out there, I think it's going to be crawlers for all of us.
Yeah, I mean, if you had a couple dozen crawlers, you have probably five or six really solid presentations you can do to catch fish.
Yeah,
and you're going to this time of year.
And if anybody hasn't tried Death and you're kind of intrigued by the way we talk about it and our success, give it a shot. That's all I'm saying. And if you have any questions, you know, shoot us an email.
Yeah, and that Brad, that video we did last year, Brad, didn't we do it on Death? I think we have a YouTube video on Death.
I think we have a YouTube.
We have we'll it on have spinners and the crankbait for sure.
But even if not, the next bite that, what lake was that? On Leech Lake?
No, it was Fort Peck.
Fort Peck.
Yeah.
They have a great, Kavayaks did a great presentation on that show. Because there's little subtle tricks, and you get better at it.
There is.
Well, both Chase and GP were out there on one of the Great Lakes in early spring doing it as well. So they have a couple episodes out on.
Yeah. So you can look at it. Check out our YouTube because we have a shorter one. Or you can, if you see those episodes, are great. Well, from everybody at All Eyes on Fishing, thanks for joining in. Make sure that you're sharing us with your friends on Facebook and Instagram, Twitter. Got a lot of followers. We really appreciate it. If you have questions, make sure I already brought it up, but alleyesonfishing@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks a lot.
This has been All Eyes on Fishing. Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to The Next Level. And you can hear longer podcasts and more information on all of your favorite topics. And check us out at alleyesonfishing.com for apparel, blogs, and other information. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. All Eyes on Fishing, leading you to the next level.